Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the NYBS Radio Show, home of the New York Bigfoot Society.
What's up, Footer Nation? Gary Hootenhala here for another episode of Bigfoot Radio, live on location here at Farm to Table. We're at the Free Spirit Expo today, and doing a tabling session. I will be speaking at 1 o'clock for a half hour. So you all know that I love to talk. So this is going to be just like this is the fastest half hour in Bigfoot Radio, even though today's only 15 minutes. This will be the fastest half hour lecture ever. And like I said, I will be addressing Bigfoot. I know they wanted me to talk about ghosts and spiritual stuff. But yeah, I will be talking about Bigfoot because that's just what I do. Now, what's really awesome is our first guest that came up to our table today, he was really, into the paranormal. He's like, oh, I love this stuff, blah, blah, blah. But what was awesome is that the first thing that he came and spoke to me about was his Bigfoot encounter, okay? His story was pretty cool. He was driving in the Catskills. Once again, Catskills are just such an active location for everybody. It's funny because, I keep getting more and more stories from the Catskills the more I do the radio show. I investigate the Adirondacks. That's, the main place where I investigate. But, we do investigate the upper Catskill area. But, most of my research is in the Adirondacks. But let me tell you, the stories I keep coming out of this, the Catskills are insane to me. It's awesome. But his story was pretty cool. And he's not here to tell a story, but I will tell a story. That he was basically driving down a road. It was basically about 1, 2 in the morning. Coming down the road, it was really dark. It's one of those country roads. The road that he was driving through was a ravine. So there was a ravine on the left and a cliff type, he said, area on the right. As he started driving by, a Sasquatch basically came out of the woods from the cliff side, went right next to his car, cut behind his car, and down right into the ravine. And he slowed down, slammed on his brakes to try to see what it was, and it was right across the road. But he could see with the taillights that it was a huge creature. So that happened about 25 years ago, he said, in the Catskill region. So then once again, the Catskills are just producing so many Bigfoot reports, which is great. As you can hear, I got some music in the background. It's very soothing. And what's really funny is we're parked next to some chickens. Hopefully, Bigfoot's like some chickens. Maybe we can call in a squatch here today. That would be pretty cool, though. I guess we could have went to the VIP tent that's nice and shaded, but we ended up being deciding to stay closer to the exit. So here we are next to the chickens and next to the, you know, meditating music with that. All right. So as I stated, that we will, one of the things that we are really going to start ramping up in conversation is about mountain lion encounters. One thing that's been happening that I've been really watching in the hiking news feeds and the hiking group pages is that mountain lion encounters seem to be on the rise. Now, over and over, as I read all the comments, DEC once again states that there's no breeding pairs of mountain lions in New York State, and that all these mountain lion encounters are from through hikers of mountain lions coming through from other states. Obviously, it's possible that, you know, basically a lot of these encounters are from traveling mountain lions. That may not be breeding in New York State, but I mean, the amount of sightings and the amount of encounters that people are witnessing, it doesn't make sense. And the fact that they'd be seeing so many mountain lions, if there wasn't some form of breeding population. Now, that doesn't, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, there would probably be like hundreds and hundreds of mountain lions breeding in New York State. I mean, that probably, you know what, DC is right about that. But to say that there is no breeding pair of mountain lions in New York State is that's a very wide statement. Because to say that, you would have to know that for a fact. And I don't understand how you would even be able to know that for a fact when people are seeing so many mountain lions within the state throughout all different parts of the state. I can go back into sightings, you know, back in the summer of 2018, Orange County, which is right down kind of where we are, down in Westchester County area, but down in the lower Catskill area, lower New York, they had sightings down there. One was caught on trail camera. It was a cougar, okay? They say that the eastern cougar is extinct. The funny part about that, though, is, you know, they declared it extinct. They actually went down to Washington, D.C. They basically has been like, all right, listen, it's extinct. So New York State now made the comment that, you know, we can now start reintroducing mountain lions to New York State. It is important, I think, to have mountain lion populations only because the coyotes, coy dogs, are totally out of control. If you're out in the woods, I mean, the coyotes are basically everywhere, and they have no natural predators. So we would definitely need, you know, populations of mountain lions in the woods. But that's once again saying that they're not already here already. There's been plenty of rumors going about that there are multiple pairs that have been released throughout the state to take care of the coy dog population and the coyote population. If that's true, I don't have that in fact, but the people that the sources that these do come from are very reliable resources. So I mean, we're kind of left with, you know, okay, I mean, it's very possible. So, once again, and you say, even up in the Adirondacks, like, mountain lions have been spotted up in the Adirondacks. Lake George just had one a couple years ago of a mountain lion going through the Bolton Landing area. So, it has sparked interest again in all the hiking pages up coming out of the Adirondacks, because last week someone did see a very large cat up in the High Peak area walking through. So that would basically state that, you know, large cats are here. And you'd be kind of silly to think that when you do go into the woods that isn't a possibility. As I was reading the comments, you know, some people, one guy, he was coming down a trail. He got stalked by one. And he turned around and he saw the cat. And he basically, he startled the cat. And the cat did run away. So, they're here, and our goal is to, you know, basically push the forefront to say, like, listen, these people are having these encounters. These people are witnessing what is a mountain lion. It may not be an eastern cougar, but in the same sense, we still are dealing with a cougar of some sort. The main thing with cougars is they are very large cats, and you can really tell by their tail. I mean, that the tail is the tell-all when it comes to a cougar, along with their pads. When you see a mountain lion step, it's in the shape of an M. So when you're looking at the pads and any kind of track, if it's in the shape of an M, that's basically, will tell you that's kind of almost like a mountain lion cougar type track. So that's one of the telltale signs. All right. So, as you know, we're just hanging out here. It's a beautiful day. They say it's supposed to rain. I'm really hoping not. We do have a spirit circle that's going to be going on in a little while, and we will be leaving after that. But it's kind of cool that we're just chilling here and having a good day. It's nice to relax once in a while. I can't wait to get back out in the woods, though. But all right, so let's play some quick Bigfoot clips here for you. If you haven't heard them before. One of the theories that I've been talking about over and over is about the tree knocks. We believe that tree knocks may not be made by sticks in the woods, but by rocks. So many times Sasquatches throw rocks at people. So many claims of rocks being thrown. Also, knocking up on trees wouldn't make sense if they do have a rock in their hand. So we do have a clip of from one of our investigations of what that would sound like, and let's play that now for you. That clip is one of my favorite clips that we've captured. I mean, that recorder that got captured on was very far from camp. That night, rocks were being thrown at multiple investigators while they were working in the woods, and one came into camp that night. On top of that, we do have what would be a Sasquatch possibly clapping rocks together. As they clap rocks together, that would make that noise. As we do tree knocks and things like that, you would then realize that if they did have a rock and they hit the tree, you would definitely get the same type of sound, because when you hear tree knocks, it's the same sound almost every time. Only people that hear these things can definitely tell you what that sound would be. This music is so soothing. It's so soothing. So the people, you know, and all the witnesses and things like that that have had a Sasquatch encounter would definitely understand that. So we do have that. And then one of my favorite clips is, you know, basically when we had a possible Sasquatch right in front of us, we pulled right up into the area that we basically, one of the areas that we researched, up in the 80K area in the Adirondacks. And sure enough, the minute we pulled in, big, large, bipedal things started running through the woods. And this is what it sounded like.
So far we've had walking, a tree knock, and we just heard a howl. We just pulled in. Walking.
I mean, that was so awesome, because like we pulled in and we had so much activity happen right away. I mean, you heard me, you know, document what happened when we first got there, and we weren't even there for about 10 minutes. A lot of times when we have Bigfoot encounters, Bigfoot activity, it happens so fast. When it all happens, it blows up. It happens all at once. And then out of nowhere, as fast as it starts happening, boom, it's over with. They move on. Once again, they're just trying to check us out, see what our reactions are going to be 9 times out of 10. So, once again, you know, these areas, especially in New York, are very active. We're coming into the summertime. Now, summertime is good and bad for us. With so many people in the woods, Sasquatch reports do go up a little bit, but with so many people being in the woods, also we also have the facts of it kind of hinders our research and what we're trying to accomplish as researchers. So as we continue doing the research in the Catskills and the Adirondacks, we got about 90 seconds left of the show. That we keep our research into these areas, that, you know, it's basically, it kind of makes our job a little bit harder, because with all the people in the woods, it may change their behavior a little bit. In the springtime, early spring, which we believe is their mating season, and they come in, they're very active in those areas. Humans aren't in those areas that much. Maybe some turkey hunters during turkey season, couple, you know, avid hikers like myself and those people that are bushwhacking through those wood areas. So it's a lot quieter. But during the summer, with so many people in the woods, it would make sense that they would basically change their behaviors, come outside of the areas a little bit more if they're in those areas, and move to quieter locations. The interesting thing, though, is sometimes you do get, you know, the curious Squatch, which seems to do like to throw rocks at hikers as they're coming down through the trails. So that would just tell me that, you know, that could be a juvenile Squatch, or a Squatch that's basically in a territorial type area. So, you know, with summer coming up, we're waiting for the more reports to come in. We're very busy. We're going to get out next week back in the woods. We're super stoked to be back out. And we hope everybody enjoys their day. And as always, friends, you know our slogan, stay safe on the trail, keep it swatchy, and we'll check you back real soon. Deuces, everyone.
Thank you for listening to the NYBS radio show. Tune in next time as we continue our search for Bigfoot right here in the great state of New York. Until next time, friends, keep it squatchy, and we'll see you out on the trail.
That works. Thank you.